Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Luxury coming.
Here, make way for luxury.
You can own iconic luxury items at unreal values with The RealReal, the leading reseller of authenticated luxury from top designers at up to 90% off retail.
Every item is authenticated by The RealReal's team of experts, and new arrivals come in daily. New customers receive an automatic $25 off at checkout.
Shop in-store, online, or download the app and get 20% off select items with the promo code REAL. RealReal.com, promo code REAL.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Whoa, yeah!
What's up, Wisconsin?
This one's only for Wisconsin. Did we say that?
Yeah.
If you're not in Wisconsin, sorry.
Sorry, we should have said this earlier.
That's not true, but that's what is true? Welcome to Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess. That one's Jessica McKenna.
That one's Zach Reno.
We got King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings, Scott Passarella on the keys.
We got producer Dana Wicks on the sticks.
We got Choo Choo playing guitar for you, Brett the engineer. Still working on that sort of... Hell yeah, dude. Wouldn't it be nice to have an actual skill?
Yes.
Like Brett? Brett has multiple. It
all
seems
my
kind of...
skills are soft as hell.
Brett's, it's honestly rude.
Yeah,
any skills that
quit
Brett
it.
Has.
He gets to answer us in a guitar lick?
I hate
oh my
it.
God.
It's like a cooler version of the teacher from Charlie Brown.
I was going to say.
It's like, hey, Cheech, what did you do today? Oh, sick. The teacher's cool.
Oh, man. Peppermint Patty, she's got a crush on me. Guys, we did it.
Once again, keeping the streak alive, having a guest every time.
Uh-oh. I'm about to get introduced.
You're
right in the middle of it. Get ready.
We are so excited to have him on the show. You know him from Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yeah.
Upcoming on season 2 of I'm Sorry.
Yeah.
Hilarious improviser.
Yeah.
It's Gary Anthony Williams.
I had to help you guys introduce me.
You did.
I'm just that important.
You are.
Not only that, but I mean, looking at the two of us, never have two people look like they're going to mess it up more.
What does that mean? What?
He said he had to come help us introduce.
Why by our looks are we looking like we're going to mess something up?
And oh, God, what have we? Because we have no skill. Our skill set is soft.
That's true. That's true. I thought you were just talking about like my outfit or something. And I was like, I really reject being lumped into this.
That's fair.
By the way, guys, I agree with you. This is for Wisconsin.
Yeah, you know
F
what?
Everybody outside of Wisconsin.
When you think of, in your general, your day-to-day, how many things are you doing for Wisconsin? And for me, the answer is statistically none.
Yeah.
Statistically none of the things I do are for Wisconsin.
You know, I think ever since I cut back on dairy, basically none.
Sure.
But you cutting back on dairy actually helps Wisconsin. It leaves more for the rest of the country to enjoy.
Okay.
Yeah, we can't be like greedy of all of Wisconsin's cheese.
By not eating the cheese, someone else is.
Somebody else is.
And that's good for Wisconsin.
Someone who would eat more cheese than you is now enjoying sweet Wisconsin cheese.
Okay. By fueling someone's addiction to cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also just making sure that there's no cheese shortage, you know, and then we have to like import cheese and we need to support America's Dairyland.
We really do.
Hello, Wisconsin.
Hello, Wisconsin.
Hi, Wisconsin.
I've been there.
Have you?
Yeah.
Gary, have you been to Wisconsin?
I have not, but my best friend and writing partner, Jeannie Rochard, is from Wisconsin.
Does she or he?
She. Clearly a she.
I know some male Jeannies.
I'm just saying, famously, but
Will Smith.
One in the bottle.
Right, but pretty much now, I think it was after 2007, only women can leave Wisconsin. Wisconsin needs the men to stay there.
Is that right?
So it's a she, yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Well, Wisconsin, you have tons of Wisconsin knowledge.
I know a lot about Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Wisconsin and Mike, oh, we're doing it. Love it. Guess what? We go now to Wisconsin.
Of course we do.
Madison, Wisconsin, more specifically. A beautiful college town.
Madison, Wisconsin, good morning to you. Madison, Wisconsin, pass the cheddar or the blue. And I don't have to tell ya, give me mild mozzarella, 'cause Dairyland I sing for you.
What's going on in Wisconsin? What's going on?
Wisconsin is the land of the free.
America, land of the free.
You can ride cows around all day, all through Madison in that Wisconsin way.
What's going on in Wisconsin? What's going on in Wisconsin? The right cows, not horses. That's just where the begin. What's going on in Wisconsin?
Wisconsin was the fifth state in the Union.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Everyone thinks that all those states on the Atlantic Ocean, that they started America. No way. Wisconsin was here.
Wisconsin is...
We're never getting credit for what we were doing.
We've done so many more things. Wisconsin is responsible for 90% of the country's cheddar cheese.
Wisconsin is responsible for the pads on football players' knees.
Wisconsin is responsible for putting a man on the moon.
Wisconsin,
Wisconsin.
Invented the month of June.
Don't worry, darling. When your man arrives, I think you're going to be able to look at him and think, Father, this is the guy for me.
You think so, Dad? I mean, I've never been out on a proper Wisconsin cow date before.
You know, darling, your first cow date hopefully will be your last.
Really?
When I met your mother on the back of a cow so many years ago.
Stop it. Are you telling the story?
Doreen, get in here. Your daughter's pulling up her knee socks, ready to go on her first
and
hopefully...
No, you tell it. I'm working. I'm working in the back.
Your mother never comes out of the back. Elbows deep in some of the finest Wisconsin cheeses.
She's so dedicated. I mean, I understand why you fell in love with her, but Dad, I can't go on only one cow date.
If you find the right man on the first date, you won't need another. Your mother and I, date number one. I remember it as though it were yesterday.
I've heard this story countless times, but I love it so much.
If you've really heard it countless times, why don't you sing it for me?
Oh, Dad.
Oh,
daughter. You know just how to ease my nerves. You were 24 and she was Minus 20.
Minus 20.
That's what she said.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, darling.
Was the first date, and you thought it would be one of many.
Oh, yeah.
And when you pulled up on your cow that night, a cow that was looking so milky white, when the moon hit Mom's eyes, you realized
that there was no other on this beast with those udders. No, only your mother. The only one I could see. I'm singing that part, darling.
I love it when you do that.
There's no other on that beast with those udders. It was only your mother.
Me.
The only woman for me.
I love you so much.
Do you remember what I told her that first day?
You said I'm nervous.
I'm nervous, darling.
To tell you about myself.
To tell you about myself.
And then I said,
I study robotics, she said.
All right.
But we could make cheese and put it on a shelf. And maybe I could revolutionize the way we export all our dairy. And you said, forget dating. I found the woman I will marry.
There was no other on that beast with those.
Have given me such a stable home, but
I
such unreasonable expectations.
Listen to those gentle hooves coming
up
the sidewalk.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
I'm going to hide in the back with your mother now.
Okay, thanks,
darling,
Dad.
Darling, do what you think is right.
Thanks, Pops. Gosh, I wonder what kind of cow he has. Hello?
Oh, that was me. I was knocking on
the door
with your mother.
Yeah,
sorry about that.
No, it's okay, Dad. Hello?
Sorry, are you knocking on the door to get in?
Yes, her man's about here.
Oh, no,
I was trying
you
to.
You gotta get in here.
Yeah, open the door,
Mom,
darling.
Open the door to the back. Mom, open the door to the back.
Mom, there's a lot of locks.
Okay.
She's gotta protect her proprietary robotics cheese. Okay, opening our front door. Hi.
Oh, hey there.
Oh my gosh, your cow. It's beautiful.
Oh, thanks. It's a spotted gray.
Yeah, I've never seen that before.
Yeah, most cows are only black and white.
A gray background with a darker gray spot?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, it's wild.
Her name's Eclipse.
Oh my gosh, my heart.
Oh, I'm sorry. Where are my manners? My name's Johnson Johnson.
Wow, I guess I'll remember that. Hi, my name's Clarabelle Covington.
No, I know. Mr. Covington told me all about you.
Yeah, as is the custom.
Yeah, but... I don't want you to think that I'm a super traditional guy. I mean, I am. I grew up here in Madison. I know all of the Madison traditions. I did the, you know, the seaweed fair.
Sure.
The salt climb.
I can't believe we haven't
Darling,
met.
Darling, don't let him stop telling you about the fairs he's done.
You're right, Dad. I'm going to need to hear all the fairs.
Oh, sure. Well... I mean, they're all the things steeped in Madison history.
Which is that I know them.
No, no, of course.
And I want to make sure that we're starting off on the same page.
Honestly, Johnson & Johnson loves reliving him. It starts with the seaweed fair, my favorite one, you see. Of course, the yearly expedition when we bring seaweed back from the sea. And then I also did the salt climb, even though I had a cough. When you climb straight up of a mountain of salt and try not to fall off, all these Madison traditions, these traditional fairs, every single one, Johnson Johnson's been right there. In every Madison tradition, traditional fairs.
I never saw you.
I'll explain them to you, even though I'm sure you're aware. Why didn't you see me?
Yeah.
You didn't see me at the corn maze.
No.
Because, as you know, the traditional way to do a Wisconsin corn maze is to move so slow that it appears like you're a statue. only 28 nights. The Madison Tradition, a traditional fair. You could have walked past me in that maze and never known that I was there. That Madison Tradition, traditional fairs. I've done all of them, at least as far as I'm aware. I've done the owl lassoing, where you catch an owl with a rope.
And that's my favorite.
I've done
one.
The Church Hope Drive, where you wrestle up a bunch of hope and you give it to the churches and the synagogues as well, and also the mosques, 'cause people are people. And that's a Madison tradition, all these traditional fairs. Of course I've done the one where you buy a baguette and shoot it in half in midair. Madison tradition, traditional fairs.
I can't believe my whole life you were standing right there. Get on Eclipse and...
Hold on. Yeah, darling, I couldn't help but... One of the last things you said you did at the... One of the Madison Fairs. Johnson.
Throwing...
The baguette up into there and...
Shooting it in half.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask your young man to leave.
Dad, what... Why?
Mr. Covington, I meant no offense. I thought I was engaging in a proud Madison... What's the problem?
You shot a baguette in half.
In midair.
Have you... seen my wife's left arm?
No, I haven't.
I don't come out of the room. It would have been difficult for him to see me.
What's wrong with your wife's... I mean, not wrong. I'm sorry. Could you extrapolate?
We don't go to the baguette shooting anymore.
Not since the incident.
I'll tell the story.
Bread.
Wait, actually, I have work to do. Sweetheart, can you tell the story?
Yes, I was starting with that bread part.
Oh, yeah, okay.
My mom works really hard. She has, an incredible work ethic.
Yeah, sure.
This was back somewhere around 2004.
2004!
It may have been 2005, 2006. I can't remember anymore.
It was 2004!
Could have been around 2007, maybe 2008, 2009.
Specifically was 2004.
The truth is, when tragedy hits you, the specifics, they'll slip right out of your mind.
That makes sense.
They were tossing their French bread so high in the sky.
The bread.
And your mother and I, daughter, on that cow's back, we went trip dropping by. Your mother always wore those blouses, but those arms so full, you see.
A peasant
and the shooter thought he was shooting at bread, but he shot at your mother and me. He hit her in the radius, the ulna, the metacarpals too, and it split the lower part of her mother's arms, clean Wisconsin through. He hit her in the radius, the ulna, the metacarpals too. Thought he was shooting at a nice baguette, but he shot at my mother. Shot, no, darling, at your mother. He shot at my mother and me too.
I understand why you would maybe not trust a man who shot a baguette in half.
And we usually don't reveal this, but that's why now her two loves of robotics and cheese have really blended together.
Your mother, go ahead and tell him how she has a role.
She has robot arms.
Oh, you understood that.
Wait, arms?
Yeah, she has real...
She removed the other one just sort of because...
Yeah, I figured I only got shot in one, but I liked the replacement so much, I was like, hey, let's do two.
It's just hard for this family to trust a man who shoots at baguettes.
No, I understand, sir. I'll take Eclipse and be on my way.
But Papa, listen, he must have been... In 2004, I mean... We were only 6 years old. He couldn't have been the shooter of the baguette that was actually Mom's arm.
Well, I hate to. I mean, if only that were true.
Oh, shoot.
Son, if you have something to say,
well,
say it with your mouth and your heart.
I don't remember shooting any woman that turned out to not be a baguette. I'm just saying I've been using a firearm since the age of four.
Okay, well, it was quite a scene. There was a lot of screaming and blood, and I, for one,
I do not remember that.
I feel like...
I don't think it... I'm fairly confident it was me. But, you know, in this crazy world of ours, how sure can we really be of everything? And either way, I certainly understand a family that is reticent to trust a man who shoots baguettes and have whether or not he was the culprit or not.
Yeah, sure.
Listen, I like you a lot, but your family is more important than me. And I don't want to put you in a position where you might have to go against the will of your father.
Those are the words I was waiting for. Darling, that robotic arm is clapping wonderfully.
Can you hear it from here?
Yeah, it's really loud. It's actually like as loud as if you were right here because the steel really...
Those are the words we were waiting for, young man.
Yeah, wait. I really hate to admit it. This was
a
trap.
That was a test?
It was a little test trap.
Oh, man.
Everything we said was true. Everything we said
was true.
But
it's important to see how you react.
You had me sweating a barrel full of Madison Mongoose, I'll tell you what.
Another great Madison tradition.
You been to that fair where you try to get as many mongoose in a barrel as you can?
We go to every fair except for the baguette one.
Oh, sure, sure.
Look, you get out of here, kids, and you bring her back whenever you think it's right.
Thanks, Pops. Meanwhile, in a lab across town. Sir, do you really think it was the right idea? I mean, sending your own son to try to get close to the Covingtons?
Yes, of course I think it was the right idea.
I don't know, sir. You know, I try to really trust your judgment, and I try not to be like, well, I'm really jealous of Johnson Johnson's because he's your actual son, and I just wish I was, but he's kind of a romantic.
Now, of course he's a romantic. I'll let his heart do the dirty work for this family.
Yeah.
Darling, are you speaking to the assistant?
Yes, darling, I am. Are you still in the back?
I'm in the bathroom, and I refuse to leave.
Oh, dear.
Tell that assistant that he's right or she's right. I've never seen them, so I don't know. But it's right to be jealous. Famously, Johnson Johnson is a family company.
Yes, it's a family company. You heard my wife from the resting room.
If only I could be a Johnson. Curse me in my name, Robinson, Robinson.
You don't have what it takes to be a Johnson, Robinson, Robinson.
But sir, you hired me. You know that I have that cunning will. I have what it takes to make Johnson & Johnson more than a family company, but an empire.
If you think you've got more than what my son has, to go and steal the family secrets from there, to go and get the robotics and cheese secrets, then young man and or woman.
Man, son, you never said, wish I was your son, Robinson Robinson. Yeah,
yes, of course, but I don't really look at sex anymore.
No, I appreciate that. No.
Even my own son, I didn't look at him from the waist down until he was 10 years old. I didn't know what we were raising.
No, totally.
We have a son, I never checked.
I checked at 10, when he was 10.
This is a terrible family company, so be what you are. An empire. Of course I think I have more than Johnson Johnson. What is he? He's just some Madison legacy case. Out to, what, fall in love? What, find his own path? What, make you proud in his
so
own way?
So what do you have then, Robinson Robinson? What do you have?
Wow! I got what it takes to take this family to town. And I got what it takes to turn this company around.
But you have to tell us exactly what you're going to do, point by point. Else I'm going to ask you to leave this family.
Cause if you want to be a family man, you're gonna need a specific plan. If you want to be a family man, you're going to need a specific family plan.
I got steel in my nerves, and I got those specifics that you deserve. Johnson & Johnson mostly making
very specific family, family, family plan.
Wow! Thank you, Wisconsin!
Very good. Very, very good. Then do this for me.
Yes,
you
sir.
You actually seem like you have more specifics for my very own flesh and blood.
Absolutely, sir.
His cow. A spotted gray.
Eclipse?
Yes.
I covet it.
Go to it.
Okay.
Take over what he's doing with that young girl.
Okay, easy.
Initiate your plan.
You got it, sir.
I will adopt you into the family.
Yes, I will.
Almost immediately.
Yes, Robinson Johnson. It's got a perfect ring to it.
I'd have to ask you to name, change your name.
Oh, sure, yeah, yeah.
Something more alliterative at the time.
Jobinson Johnson.
Jobinson Johnson sounds perfect.
I love it! Robinson Johnson, the son we never had.
Do you need toilet paper in there, darling?
No, I'm good. Once we installed that bidet, it's really kind of cut down on the solid waste we've been using.
Very good.
Will Robinson Johnson be a person? What will happen on that cow date? Are there any more Madison traditions we don't know about? Find out when we return to What's Going On in Wisconsin? Wisconsin. Hey, Zach, will you hand me that remote?
I can't. No, there's too many other remotes on top of it.
No,
which one
remote
do you mean, Jessica?
Can we please clean up our remote control clutter with Control Center by Cavo?
Control Center simplifies your home theater so you can control everything connected to your TV with one easy-to-use remote with voice control.
Plug in your streamer, your sound system, cable, or satellite, even your game console, and Control Center does it all.
Don't waste your time fiddling with different remotes or weeding through messy search results to get the content you want. They got one universal voice remote. It does it all. You just say it into the remote, and Control Center handles the rest.
So, in fact, you can enjoy every second of couch time and easily switch between content without moving a muscle. Just your eye muscles. Work those rods and cones. Take in that content. Let Control Center take your at-home entertainment experience from stressful to simple. Enjoy what you want, with ease.
Guys, I've said it before. This is a sleek little robot with a little remote control, and it takes all your stuff, and it's just like, no, don't worry about it. I got this. You just need me.
Also, they have like clever little videos that tell you how to set it up. It's really simple, and they make it very clear and easy to follow. Shop now and get 40% off Control Center with promo code OFFBOOK.
That's $59.95, 40% off the regular pricing of $99.95.
Service plan required, but a 45-day free starter. First 45 days are free. That's the other way to say that.
Sure is. Control Center is available at CAAVO.com and Best Buy.
Control Center by Cavo. One remote that does it all.
One remote to find them. One remote to rule them all. And in the darkness,
bind them. Welcome back. When we last left, a family was seeing if a girl was going to go on a cow date, and maybe a family secret was going to be discovered. And also, we're in Wisconsin.
Well, honestly, who knows? But we will find out now what's going on in Wisconsin.
I'm sorry for that little test earlier.
That's okay. I understand. Fathers tend to be, protective of
lovely,
their daughters.
Sweet. Oh, sorry. I was just thinking about my dad.
Yeah, mine's
good boundaries, like respects me.
Yeah, mine's
encourages me in my own will.
That's awesome.
Oh, sorry. Is that not how you feel about your dad?
Not at all. No.
Oh.
My dad, he
dang.
I don't know how much you know about my family, but
Well, you know, Wisconsiners, we love to go to fairs and not talk about our neighbors. So sure. I actually don't know that much about your family.
You know Band-Aids? You know family products?
Yeah, sure, of course.
Yeah, that's him.
Family product
Built
Band-Aid?
Built that company from the, well, yeah. Well, there's one family product, Band-Aids. But it makes all sorts of stuff.
I'm really trying to think of what's on the tip of my tongue.
Q-tips. Cotton swabs.
Yeah.
I'm trying to help.
Oh, I thought, oh, Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, it's all good.
I didn't know if you wanted me to guess the name or just guess your products.
Oh, no. No, I just, I wanted you to understand that my father, like all of those products, like this company did not exist before him. That's the empire that he.
Oh, no. Oh, no, I forgot. It's Thursday.
It's Wolf Night.
Wolf Night.
All right, hold on. I'll just sit down and we'll just kind of let them do the show that they always like to do.
Take it for granted that we have like a basically a wolf choir.
Yeah, they kind of. Oh, hold on, the second act's coming up. Here it is.
Oh, I have some bacon bits.
There you go.
They're so talented. Huh. I remember I went away to summer camp once in Indiana, and I was like, well, it was a Thursday. I know this because the wolf choir was out, and my bunkmates were like, what? And I realized that only Madison, Wisconsin has Thursday wolf choirs.
What? What does everyone else do on Thursday night?
They used to watch must-see TV, but now I don't know.
That was, bar none, the best performance we have ever given.
I felt on.
William, you were. Yeah, you absolutely were.
William, you were on.
Was I?
Yes, no, Wolfgang is right, William.
Scruffy, Scruffy.
Yes.
As on as William was.
Oh, thank you.
And as
you,
on
Wolf.
As I feel like I was.
Can I just say, we've put in the hours to really trying to convey the story of Cleopatra to the humans in this opera that we have made, and I feel like we've done it justice.
We got meat.
We honestly got meat.
We got big pieces of meat, and I think there were some bacon bits in there too, which I didn't hate.
Go ahead.
I felt like I saw them stop and turn when the asp came out, when the moment where the asp would come out.
It's because I will say, it's so, you think like, how does a wolf portray an asp? But Wolfgang, you do it every night. Using just your tail was brilliant.
Yes.
It is what it is.
Do you think, okay, here's my question. Do you think they get it? Like, they really get it? And now, follow-up question. Mm. Does it matter?
I'm going to answer yes and no, but not in that necessary order.
Okay. Because I would say maybe, and then I would say no.
I would say three, and then false. but who knows which is
which? Who knows?
I love being a wolf, and I love being an artist.
It's like, I hope that they got it all, but as long as they got something, I feel like we're in communication.
That is art.
That's art.
And that is art. I think it's so important to have to sort of share an artistic sensibility. with your pack between you and me. Because a lone wolf is all a lone wolf. And this is not a one-man show. It takes a pack.
It takes a pack.
To pack the house.
To pack the house.
It takes a pack.
It takes a pack.
To pack the house.
To pack the house.
And that's the kind of art that I am all about.
All about.
It takes a pack. To pack the house.
Now a cow, that silly bovine. And a cat, of course, is known as a canine.
Canine.
But a wolf, you see, as a matter of fact.
Matter of fact.
We are lupine and it takes a pack.
It takes a pack. You know when I see you all with your teeth so smiling wide, when the pack bites with its teeth, Dave, you know we keep them pearly white, and that's a fact, because when it comes to packing the house, you know it takes a pack.
Keep all the secrets, because I know she works in the back.
Darling, I think someone's knocking at the door in
which
the back.
Which door?
Which door indeed?
Oh, hold on. No, I found it.
Hello.
You're not my husband.
You're right, I'm not.
You're not my daughter.
You're right, I'm not.
Those are the two people I've seen in the last 20 years.
And isn't that wild?
Yeah. But I need to focus on my science.
Has anyone asked you about that? It's so fascinating what you do.
Mm-hmm. My husband asks me all the time.
Okay.
How was your day? Okay. What did you do today?
Right,
he's here. Should I invite him in?
No, definitely not.
But I don't know how I feel about you being in my workshop. I think it's probably best if you stay outside.
Okay. All right. Just, I want you to think about something.
Mm-hmm.
What good is it just staying in the back?
What do you mean?
What good is it staying in the back?
You mean like science without application? Does it sort of have any sort of use just doing science in a vacuum?
That's right. And also, don't you want to see the sun? Don't you want a little credit for all that you're doing back here?
I'm sorry, what's your name?
That's not important.
It actually is.
Well, it's also impossible
just
for me to say.
Just what is it? Do you have one? You don't know one? You don't know what your name is?
Well, I do, but it's kind of it's potentially maybe not going to be my name for that much longer.
Okay.
You know what? Fine, I'll tell you my name. Take it. I'll tell you my name. Jobinson Johnson.
I didn't. There's a second Johnson boy?
There is now. Jobinson Johnson.
Jobinson Johnson.
Taking over Wisconsin.
Wait, what?
Jobinson Johnson, that's my name.
Okay, thank you. That's what I wanted to know.
Jobinson Johnson.
What's going on?
Taking over Wisconsin.
No, I heard you the first time.
And taking secrets is my game.
Wait, what?
Jobinson Johnson.
Johnson.
taking over Wisconsin.
Hey, baby, could you come in here, please, real quick?
Stealing all your words.
You don't have to knock. You can just come in.
There's a
self-professed thief in here.
And I might be a little jerk.
Okay, I'm gonna seal all the doors with technology.
Okay, but maybe I did this wrong. I think I came here too quick, and this is not where I belong.
Hello, darling.
So
what's
back
going on?
Away slowly. You never saw me here.
I'm just gonna restrain this guy with robots real quick.
No, I'm not in the clear. Jonathan Johnson.
I asked him his name, and now he's just like my
alarm. How did you let yourself down?
You came here to steal all my secrets because stealing secrets is your game?
Okay, can I be honest with you? I just really, really, I look up, oh gosh, I've done this all wrong. I was made to come up with a specific plan on the spot, and I kind of like had to just like wing it. And then someone else actually gave me a plan, and I straight up didn't follow it. But
excuse me, little boy and or girl.
Yeah, I'm a dude. Thank you.
All right, once again,
it shouldn't matter.
No, it doesn't. I'm just like, you give me the opening, so I feel like I'll give you clarity.
Yeah, thank you.
Someone sent you to steal my wife's secrets.
I kind of sent myself, but actually someone else has been sent to steal your secrets.
What are you saying?
The original Johnson boy.
Johnson Johnson?
Johnson Johnson. That's right. He's not just interested in your Clairebelle Covington. He's interested in all the dairy and robotic secrets held here in the back.
Well, then what's he doing out there instead of being here in the back?
Oh, what's he doing indeed? Oh, Johnson Johnson, traipsing through Wisconsin, getting close to your daughter's heart. Oh, Johnson Johnson, slapping through Wisconsin, doing his little tiny part.
You're saying that Johnson Johnson is coming to marry my daughter and then sort of marry into the secrets of my family and steal the cheese and the robots, and he's not really interested in my daughter?
That's what his mission was.
Because I would, honestly, the secrets don't matter to me. Like, if he's actually in love with my daughter, I'll give him the secrets.
Give him the secrets. Of course you do that, darling. You have a big heart.
I just want you to know that he was sent here by his father. So,
Listen. Maybe I'll just give you the secrets.
Okay.
Darling.
And you take them back. No, it's the only way.
That's literally probably many, many ways
but
to take
no,
care
but
of this.
Think about it. If I give him the secrets.
Yes.
Yes.
And then he takes them back.
Yes.
Then the other boy will have no sort of leverage. And then they can still see if maybe they are meant to be together or not, because there won't be this sort of like other thing hanging. Does that make sense?
It doesn't, but I benefit from it, so yes.
The secrets are...
Okay.
I take the holes in the cheese are not naturally occurring. I make them with my robot arms.
You hear that?
I heard it.
But did you understand it? Here's what I'm saying.
Listen to the way my wife breaks it down.
A wheel of cheese, so very pure. That's how all cheese is made, I'm 100% sure. But there's something that must be done by a woman or man. The holes in cheese are made by hand. You might think that's an air pocket, but you're jumping to conclusions too soon. That hole was made by me and a tiny little spoon that I hold with a robot arm. Because you would not believe it, the cheese is very hard and you need a robot strength to cleave it. The holes are handmade, and that's not the only secret that I will say.
Okay.
They're handmade. cheese secrets.
That's
just tell
today. Tell her about the blue cheese, darling. Tell her about the blue cheese.
Blue cheese. People think it comes from penicillin, but that's not what gives it its tang. That's just the beginning. Blue cheese, you know how it has little blue cracks. Those are blueberries, and I put them in by hand. It's handmade. Blue cheese is handmade. Secret. The holes in the cheese are handmade.
So take that definitely true information.
Take it back to your boss.
Back to your boss. Darling, unscrew her from the wall where you screwed over the robot. Or him. I just
it
don't
see it.
It's a small boy.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Good luck
fools.
To you.
Good luck.
You fools. I go
so
to inherit
rude.
The Johnson.
Honestly, so rude.
Fools. I go to inherit the Johnson & Johnson empire and become the son he never had. Away! Sorry, I'm on a scooter. One second. Sorry, you have like gravel? Is this like gravel back here?
Yeah, it's gravel.
I'm sorry, I don't know. I came in the first. I kind of like. I guess I was had a lot more adrenaline when I first.
Yeah, there's
in.
A hill coming
yeah.
down.
Yeah.
To
oh,
the back
that's right.
Door.
Going back. Yeah. Going
I should
up,
probably
it's
walk this
be
up.
Much harder. Yeah.
I should probably walk this
I
up.
I would.
I would. Darling, okay. Darling. Yeah. If I think you did what I think you just did.
Oh yeah, 100%.
That is why I made love to you on that cow on our first date.
Mm-hmm.
And
no,
that is
I
why
I don't regret a thing.
I don't regret a thing. That's why we're about to make love now.
That's right.
Oh, that was good. That was very pleasant love.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed every moment of it. It's not about how long, it's about how passionate.
No, Enough is very passionate.
Sir!
Yes, yes.
I have it. I have the secret.
Tell me the secret right now.
And I didn't even have to interfere with your dumb son on that cow, even though that's exactly what you told me to do.
I asked you to go find my son on the...
Yeah, I know. I did something different.
I like different.
Okay,
Johnson
cool.
and Johnson is known for being different.
Okay. You're not going to believe this. Swiss cheese?
Yes, the one that has the naturally occurring holes from the air, the gas. Yes, go ahead.
No. That's a lie. We've all just been fed, and we ate it up. We just num-num-numbed on that lie.
We do num-num it up, because it's actually... What are you telling
it's
me?
It's made by hand, and she's been able to increase the rate of doing it by doing it with a tiny robot hand connected to an even tinier spoon.
A spoon, you say?
A tiny spoon.
Does what are the secrets?
Say spoon?
Yes.
Yeah. We're talking about tiny spoons.
Swiss cheese apparently is made with using a tiny spoon by a robot hand.
Are you sure?
That's what she said, and I had to believe her. I had no choice.
Very good. Are those all the secrets?
Well, yeah, she also said that, and this one surprised me because it doesn't taste like it at all.
Go ahead.
Blue cheese.
Blue cheese, I know it has penicillin in it.
No!
They said, what?
That's a lie. We've num-num-numbed.
No, we have num-num-numbed it. What are you saying?
It's just blueberries. We've just been fed. Don't you see?
Blueberries.
A pack of lies!
Blueberries in those tiny cracks?
Yeah. I was stunned, too, but this is definitely the secret that
That's
the Cummingtons
it.
Have been
well,
working on.
This changes everything!
This changes everything, darling. We're shutting down the regular Johnson & Johnson factory.
Yes, fire everyone!
We're going to go in immediately into making Swiss cheese with spoons.
Yes, hire them back at the new factory.
Oh, phew, my pension.
I'm going to sell all of this and tear it down and make this new cheese factory. Thank you, boy and or girl. Or should I say Jobinson Johnson?
Say it again.
Seems like today's the day you got everything
Johnson.
You ever wanted.
I did.
Jobinson.
Wow!
What are you screaming about, Jobinson?
Wow! Today is the day I got every single thing that I wanted or need. Today is the day that I can't look away on my own cow speed. Except I won't ever get on the stupid cows. Oh, no, no, how? Because Madison meet Johnson & Johnson. You know usually do an encore performance. I mean,
they were pretty good. Maybe there's somewhere we could go and check them out, see what's going on.
Do you think Eclipse could gallop us over there?
You sure could. Listen, I have been 100% honest with you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Eclipse is not a cow.
Oh.
Spotted Gray is not a breed of cow.
The fuck?
Eclipse is a horse. I traveled the world and it turns out people ride horses all over the place.
But you're a Madison son. That's not how we do things a Madison way.
Well...
Are you... And if you lied about the horse... Are there other lies?
Yes. You're...
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh, no.
I just... There are.
Well,
I'm sorry, you wanted to gallop over to that thing over
no,
there.
No, now I need to know what the lies are. Or you could do it while we trot.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure I can hear
Let's
you.
Let's do it while we trot. We won't go kind of at a medium pace, and then hopefully I'll be able to get it out. Honestly, my intentions were pure. I've been looking for someone to live with, and it's you, I'm almost sure, but... Ooh, my daddy, he had other plans for me. He wanted me to steal information for our family company. We don't get along much, we don't see eye to eye. That's why I'm usually away at festivals. To my daddy I said bye-bye. But he said, you do this one thing and you have free reign to do whatever you want, and you'll never have to see me again. But I just couldn't do it. I couldn't go through stealing the secrets from your mother, although it would be pretty easy to do. After all, I'm a wonderful shot, and it only takes one bullet to open a robotic lock.
Terrible foundation to begin it.
Yeah.
And you've taught me a thing about how tradition can get in our way. I think I need some more cow dates before my wedding day.
Yeah.
And maybe one can be with you, but also like probably some other people.
Oh, absolutely, you gotta do your thing. I understand it. Honestly, I just kinda figured if there was a time to come clean, it was as early as possible.
And I totally appreciate
Daughter!
What?
Daughter!
Papa?
Yes.
What is it, Dad?
Your mother and I rode up here as fast as we could on the cow.
Oh, wow.
It's the first time she's been out of the house in some time. We made love and she felt ready to... Just see
okay.
the world again.
Right.
It was so good, daughter.
It was very thorough.
Clarabelle, making love is fun, and you should use sex as an empowering thing.
I do, thank you, but I still get a little weirded out when you talk
about
it.
We heard what you were saying to this young man, Johnson Johnson.
Yeah.
About your foundation being built on a rocky cliff.
That's right.
I'm sorry, I don't know why I'm so tired. I literally just sat on the back of the cow and rode.
It's okay, Dad. I think maybe adrenaline or something.
No,
he's tired from the
lovemaking.
Oh, right, thank you. Okay.
That's why.
Oh, yeah, we don't have to talk about it.
Look.
The thing is, I like to move around a lot.
Thanks, Mom.
She wiggles. I have to hunt for it.
Thanks, Mom. Yeah, we're good. We're good. I appreciate
That's
that.
That's why
and
he's
I'm honestly so
tired. So
happy that you guys still have this as my relationship. Like, I want to, this is what I want, but I also don't want
to
hear about it.
What well, we're you, here to tell you is.
Okay, yeah, Dad.
Don't throw his love away just for the rocky foundation he started.
But, Dad, why? I mean, he straight up was trying to, like, undermine our family just so that
But he
could,
didn't. The
yeah.
same way your mother tried to undermine my family and I tried to undermine hers that
what?
First night on the cow's back.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, but we you told me that story countless times. You never told me it had such a...
Only the first your, half. Clara
your mother was always in the other room. We never got together to tell you all of it.
Really?
Yeah, there's a second half that I kind of usually say, but I've always been in the other room, so you haven't heard it.
Okay.
Every relationship is built on a foundation of lies.
Mm-hmm. What?
I'll explain.
The person you first meet, when you see them for the first time, they're showing you a version of the truth. They're putting their best foot forward, because if you came in with all your flaws out the gate, no one would want to be with you, no matter how good you are.
The person you first meet, I say first, and that's the first person,
person
that you see when you go on a date. Is merely a lying shell, of your real mate.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
And also, we were both trying to do corporate espionage on each other. But we both turned back at the very last moment.
Wow!
And we didn't really do anything wrong, but we definitely intended to steal company secrets. But then we looked into his eyes, and I was like, I know it. And I came clean.
She came clean, and I showed her the microfiche that was rolled in my sleeve.
I showed the wire in my blouse.
I showed her the microphone that I had shook down in my underwear.
And I showed him the tiny camera I had inside my mouth.
And I unscrewed my fake pictorial muscles and showed her the pistols I had hidden there.
And I took out the 12 gauge rifle from my leg.
You guys were like spies.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we
like
were.
Fully armed spies.
Yeah.
But you built a life of love, even though it started with lies. I guess we all tell the truth in our own time.
Yes.
And maybe I can give you a chance to show you a little more of mine. Johnson and Johnson, Johnson Johnson's your name.
I mean, my middle name is And, but...
Wow, I guess I'm really intuiting things about you. We can try to go day by day.
There's no reason to rush this, come what may.
But now, thank you for what you...
This is great. Also wanting to destroy my family. What a wonderful trait. You and I've got so much in common. Look, this horse cow. It's not black or gray, but it's similar somehow. Let's go there now and take down that empire.
It's already done.
What?
My wife has done your every desire.
I'm like basically a mech. I've got rockets and lasers, and I destroyed the company. Don't worry, there is no one inside, so nobody dies.
Nobody dies.
We'll be right back, right after the...
Welcome back.
Boy, oh, boy.
Boy, oh, boy.
Gary Anthony Williams.
Gary Anthony Williams.
Oh, boy, here I is.
Come
here
on.
I is.
Still
Come
here.
Come on. Yeah.
I can't go. Legally, I can't leave.
None of
you
us can.
No, I'm sorry.
That was such a so much fun. Thank you so much for doing the show.
Guys, thank you for allowing me to sit at the table with you.
We are at a table.
At a table. I'd like to paint the picture for someone. We are at a table.
Yeah. Well, I do. We do like to sometimes timestamp, and it is funny. This is like a little evening record, you know.
We almost never do 5 p.m. on a Wednesday.
Yeah. What a fun different vibe.
What a fun different vibe. Speaking of different vibes, Scott has got this fun little organ thing that feels very feels very good.
Just feels fun.
Yeah, so we're just going to do a song with that. I don't know what that is, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure this out.
I mean, we got to figure it out.
We got to figure it out.
Sometimes I'm thinking, sometimes I shout. I get on my knees at night, dear Lord, I try to figure it all out. The quadratic equation, there ain't no doubt. There's just stuff in life that I need to figure out.
Explain something to y'all. Is it I have or is it I have?
Which is it?
I don't know. I don't know, Elizabethan. I sure don't know, ma'am.
If I got an I-T and an S, when am I using the plural and when is it possessive? Figure it out.
I just figured out negative B plus the minus the square root of B squared minus 4AC over 2A.
We figured it out. Ladies and gentlemen, Gary Anthony Williams.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, that made me so happy.
That's possibly.
Watching you sing that was a true joy.
That was one of, that bar none, the greatest performances that has ever happened in this podcast.
I wish I had that every day.
Yeah.
Wow. Gary, what do you want the people to know?
That I am one of the tallest men in the world.
That's true.
Hey, guys, listen, watch that second season of I'm Sorry.
What
you need
so
that.
Funny? What are you doing? Get on it. Watch it with your eyes. It.
And also, I have a podcast called Day Drinking with Gary and Elliot. I think I'm the only one other than the two of you who has a podcast.
I think there are.
It's crazy that we haven't met because we're the only two
There's
podcasts.
There's only two, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a lot of guests in here that are sort of, what's the word? Liars? Well, they say they come on here.
They do internet radio, and there's only two podcasts.
There's only two podcasts.
Yes.
So that is at Day Drinking with Gary and Elliot on Instagram and at Gary and Elliot on the Twitter. Just listen.
Just go listen to it. Go find
what's wrong with it.
You know how to do a Google search? Like, figure it out.
Oh, boy. You brought it around about.
Here it comes.
Thank you. Give it up for Brett Engineering and on the strings. Oh, my gosh.
Scott on the keyboard and the organ. Well, thank you for bringing that here. Man, it was so big.
Huge. Dana on producing and the drums. Everyone's doing.
Matt Abadak on some social media, taking some pictures and stuff.
Come on. The socials.
Thank you, obviously, everyone who, thank you, Darren, in the Facebook group. Thank you, Sean Matthew, on the Instagram. Thank you, all the sleepy babies, for listening. Also, thank you for those of us that have made us, like, art and brought us macarons when you come to live shows. You're truly the best, and it's wild, and I'm sorry it took us so long to thank you, but...
thanks for those macarons.
Thank you. They were great. We love you all very much. We got an album out. It's a calendar album. Listen to it. Buy it. Get it in your ears. That's going to do it for us. So as we say at the end of every episode, when the wolves have formed a choir...
they're going to take that music higher.
You know what it is. Figure it out.
Wow.
Thank you again to The Real Real for supporting the show. You too can own iconic luxury items at unreal values with The Real Real, the leading reseller of authenticated luxury from top designers at up to 90% off retail.
Every item is authenticated by The Real Real's team of experts, and new arrivals come in daily. New customers receive an automatic $25 off at checkout.
Shop in-store, online, or download the app and get 20% off select items with the promo code REAL. TheRealReal.com. Promo code REAL.
Real. Bow, bow. Wolverine, the lost trail.
He had a trail, and he didn't know where it went, and he's lost it now. Wolverine, where'd that trail go?
You've probably heard about Marvel's hit scripted podcast, Wolverine, The Long Night.
Sure do. You know, Gizmodo called it the X-Men crime drama podcast I never knew I wanted.
Now Wolverine is back, and you can only hear it on Stitcher Premium.
This new season's called Wolverine, the Lost Trail.
And it picks up with Logan in Louisiana Bayou.
Wolverine heads to New Orleans looking for redemption. That city's sometimes called... the Big Easy. Is that right?
Yep, Big Easy, looking for redemption and his ex. Only she's nowhere to be found.
Dozens of humans and mutants have gone missing. It's up to Wolverine to find out what's going on with Weapon X in pursuit.
And along the way, he'll find biker gangs, Gambit, and a refuge run by a powerful mutant.
You can listen to Wolverine, the Last Trail, now on Stitcher Premium.
For a free month of Stitcher Premium, go to WolveringePodcast.com and use promo code OFFBOOK. As soon as I heard New Orleans, I thought Gambit better be in this
Gambit
dang thing.
Gambit better be in
Gambit
this thing.
Gambit better be in this dang thing. And he is.